Green Bay Packers head coach Mike McCarthy is out. The team announced they were parting ways yesterday after what's being called an embarrassing loss at home to the Arizona Cardinals. McCarthy has led the team for the last 13 seasons, but the move comes as the Packers are approaching a second season without making it to the playoffs. Tom Silverstein is the Green Bay Packers beat reporter for the Milwaukee Journal-Sentinel. Tom, thanks for joining us.
Oh, you're very welcome.
All right, so they let him go. There's a handful of games yet to go in the season. Was this a surprise?
No, not really. I think it was probably, a question of when it was going to happen and whether they were going to make the playoffs. I think they were leaning that way, but needed to see whether this team would rally in the last five games and make a playoff run. And then once they lost Arizona, it was pretty evident that, you know, they were going to make a change, that they're not going anywhere this year. And I suspect that everything that they had been thinking towards this point in the season was validated in that Arizona game. And they just decided to make the decision now instead of waiting around another month.
Yeah, sometimes you hear about teams having a statement game where they just do everything right and show who they really are. And this seems like the opposite of that. They had to win basically to make the playoffs. They're playing against one of the worst teams in the league. And I don't know, they didn't look like a team playing in those conditions to me as a, you know, non-hardcore football guy.
Yeah, and their quarterback didn't play like it was a must-win game either. It was all around a bad effort. And when you can't beat a 2-9 team that's, you know, from the West Coast and warm weather city and has lost five of its last six games, and you lose at home and you play that pathetically on offense, that is a statement. There's no question that's a statement. And whether it was Rodgers' final salvo into saying he didn't want to play with McCarthy anymore or what, I don't know. But it definitely sealed his fate.
Not a great season, obviously, for the Packers. How much do you blame a head coach in this situation? How much can you blame Mike McCarthy for what the team has done this year?
Well, the head coach, ultimately, everything funnels to him. And the head coach is responsible for the record. And, you know, unless there's a catastrophic number of injuries, which they did not have this year, they had some, but not terrible. They had their quarterback the entire year. Then, yeah, a lot has to go to him. But, you know, the players have to perform, and then you have to have the right amount of talent. And they're a team that's in transition. They, you know, fired their general manager last year, and so their new general manager is sort of shaping the team in his vision. But it's not a one-year project. It's a several-year project. And McCarthy got caught in that transition game where he didn't have that much talent, and then he didn't do as good a job as he could have managing that talent. And then Rodgers just had a terrible season. I mean, all the way around, just did not perform like, you know, a great quarterback.
Looking at McCarthy's career, you look at his win-loss record, it's really good. He's won a Super Bowl with the team, lots of playoff appearances. Is that not enough when you have a quarterback, like a Hall of Fame guaranteed quarterback like Aaron Rodgers all that time?
Well, I think people become spoiled with success, and they expect Super Bowls at some point, you know, and they look over at New England and they see the Super Bowls being won over there or having been won previously, and that's what they want. And they see the quarterback and they believe that he should be winning more Super Bowls. But, you know, when you look at the reality of it, you can take a look at New Orleans, for instance. They've got a Hall of Fame quarterback in Drew Brees. And their coach was hired the same year McCarthy was, and they both have won Super Bowl. And basically, they've been about the same kind of a team. But, you know, for whatever reason in Green Bay, they are really hard on their coaches. And then in this case, too, the quarterback has had trouble getting along with the head coach, and ultimately the highest paid player in the league wins out over the head coach.
Talking to Tom Silverstein from Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, he covers the Green Bay Packers, looking at the dismissal of Green Bay Packers coach Mike McCarthy midseason. Tom, you don't just slap a classified ad in the paper and go to monster.com for a job like this. Talk about the process.
Well, I think their process is flawed, but what they plan to do is the president, Mark Murphy, is going to lead the search, and he's going to make the final decision on the head coach. And many organizations, the general manager does that. And the general manager is someone steeped in football. I mean, he's a guy who's out on the road scouting players, talking to college coaches, talking to other scouts. He knows assistant coaches around the league. He has many connections in different places, things that the president doesn't have. Now, Murphy says he's going to lean heavily on Brian Gutekunst, the general manager, but ultimately it's Murphy's decision. And from that point on, that coach, his boss is Murphy, not Gutekunst, and that can create some real problems.
Now, Packers fans are not used to new head coaches very much. You know, there's that little interim between Holmgren and McCarthy. Should we expect quick changes starting next year with a new head coach in place?
Yeah, I mean, you'll see a different, probably a different team. I don't know what's going to happen with their defensive coordinator and some of those assistants on the defensive staff. There's some really good guys on that staff that they need to keep, and the offensive line coach is someone they need to keep. But anytime a new coach comes, he has probably a newer, a different type of a system. He might want different types of players than what you have physically. And so you'll start to see a difference, a noticeable change next year. The question is really, how long does it take him to implement his system and then get it up and running to where you're a competitor? It can take 2, 3, 4, 5 years before, you know, you're ready to win a Super Bowl. So we'll have to see how that goes.
And briefly in our last few moments, Tom, another unfamiliar position for the Packers. They're basically, I think, out of the playoffs. How do they use these last games? Are they, you know, auditioning the younger players, seeing what they have maybe for next year?
I mean, in my mind, I think that's what they should do, but I'm not sure that that's what they're going to do. I think they probably will play everybody as though the season were still going. Now, they're not officially eliminated right from the playoffs, as far as I can tell. So there is a slim chance that, I mean, the slimmest of slim chances they could make the playoffs. So I'm pretty sure they'll use that as an excuse to play everybody. But I really would, if I were them, and they may start to think this as this weeks go on, that they're going to start looking at some of the younger guys and try to develop them and see where they are for next year.
Tom, thanks a lot for joining us today.
You're welcome.
That was Tom Silverstein, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's beat reporter covering the Green Bay Packers. He was with us to talk about the firing of head coach Mike McCarthy and what comes next for the team.